If you feel alone trying to figure out this podcasting thing, I just want you to know that you're actually not alone, because I have created a safe place for you if you're a newbie just getting your feet wet, or maybe you're already a seasoned podcaster, but you know, you've kind of lost your mojo. I just want you to know that I have a free community, and it's just for you. And it's actually called Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. So it is surrounding this podcast. And it is a space to bring these topics, to get your questions, ask your questions, get advice, watch my interactive trainings, and also my weekly live streams, and so much more. So if you want to get involved, you want to have that hub, if you will, that place where you can feel continually inspired to start a podcast or just keep the momentum going for the podcast you have, go to caregotwarner.com/jumpstart to request access. And I can't wait to see you in the community. Okay, let's go on to the episode. Enjoy. You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Caragott Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. It's so easy to fall into the place of comfort and complacency in our business and our lifestyle. And I'm here to say that our podcast is no different. So you know that saying, the way we do one thing is how we do most things. I just totally believe that. And I know we hear that a lot. So it's like, oh, it's another meme on Facebook, right? No, it is for it's true. It's something to look at in ourselves, right? To examine parts of ourselves that maybe we can't even see it, because I know I do it all the time. So that's what this episode is kind of about. It's to get us out of that place of comfort and complacency with our podcast, which also trickles into our business, right? So it's like, I'm a podcast coach, but I'm also a business coach and I'm a life coach. So it's all those things, right? All wrapped into one. So everything influences the other. Okay. So one of the ways that I do this to like kind of snap myself out of that comfort zone is I ask myself, I do this every week. I do this every day. I journal every day. I write and I write and I write. So anyway, I ask myself every week, what is that big goal? What is that thing, right? That if I, like, it makes me feel a little bit scared, a little bit barfy, but it's like, I'm excited about it. Like, oh, that would be like pretty amazing if that happened in my business or for my podcast. Like, and also I kind of frame it as like a goal, a fail. Like this thing would, it would probably fail, right? Because it's not going to happen. Like if I reach out to so-and-so, that big name podcast or person, ask them to be on my show, or if I could be a guest on their show, it's not going to happen. So I'm going to go for it. I'm going to just whatever, you know? So what is that thing that scares the bejesus out of you, right? And that's what I ask myself, but it's something that would really move things forward, right? That would really help me to shape shift my podcast, my business, my mindset. And, you know, it's like what happens when we stay in the comfort zone, we allow other thoughts that are kind of running in the background all the time that we don't even realize. And those are the thoughts that really kind of become a little bit dangerous, right? And some of those thoughts might be, we tell ourselves, well, I'm not an expert. You know, why would they be interested in me? I don't have a big enough platform. one of the things that I say is they'll laugh at me. Like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe I just verbalized that. They're going to laugh at me. Like if I reach out to them and email them. So I just like if you can relate, and maybe you're laughing right now too, because maybe that's a thought you have, but literally, like I wrote that down this morning. I'm like, I'll think they'll laugh at me for asking. Like, who does that? But these are the thoughts that we might have. And when we actually verbalize them and say them out loud, they seem absurd, right? So that's a little exercise that I want to ask you to do for yourself right now, is the things that you think. I want you to sit in your room or your office or wherever, maybe it's in your car, no one can hear you if you're alone, right? And verbalize those thoughts, like what comes to mind, the thoughts that come to mind that you would dare say out loud. That can be extremely revealing. So there's a little exercise for you. Okay, start there. Okay, so here's what I do, okay? Like when I start this process for myself to kind of jumpstart my week or jumpstart, you know, kind of getting myself out of that complacency zone. And I'll literally do this at the top of my week. I actually have a space in my planner. I write down what my big goal is. Like if I were to, you know, reach this, how would that change my business? How would that change my podcast? Like that scary, barfy, whatever you want to call it, goal, you name what it is, right? And this goes on, this literally goes on my task list as one of the things that I do. Okay. But I just want to give you like a little word of caution. Okay. A little word of caution. This does not mean you go into hustle mode, meaning I got to do a bunch of stuff. I'm going to like fill my planner. I'm not going to leave a bit of white space. I'm just going to get in there and I'm going to post and I'm going to do a live video. No, it does not mean that. So let me explain. I'm going to illustrate this, because without an illustration, it's hard to understand it sometimes. I know this is for me, because once you have an illustration and you can see, oh, I get it. That's what they mean by that. So it's an easy mistake to make. And I sure did this when I first started doing this. So like I said, it doesn't mean filling a sheet with 50 things and, you know, that you'll do to stretch yourself. Because if all you do is sit behind a computer and map out a launch or a strategy or some sort of blueprint, that's not a hairy goal. That's not a hairy goal, okay? That's not doing the barfy thing. That's not really a barfy thing. It's just not. That's not what I mean by this, because it's still kind of in your comfort zone. If you ask yourself, if you're honest with yourself, it's easy to sit behind your computer and do all the busy work and the website work. It's not really stretching you. It's just not. It's not scary. I want you to be a little bit scary. So here are some examples, and these are things that I have done, and some of these have actually happened. So that's what's super amazing, because when I look back at these, I never would have done them if I just stayed in that zone of like, yeah, I'm good. You know, like I'm going to write my lists and I'm going to do this or that. But when I reminded myself like this would feel like my heart would flutter in my chest. So feel free to borrow any of these if you would like. Okay, so here are a few. So asking my hero or a big name person to be on my podcast. So I did this. I've done this before. I've done it many times. Some people have said no, or maybe even didn't reach back, you know, to me to let me know. But I did this with, I'm just going to throw out some names. So I did this with one of my heroes, Kate Stillman, who was on my podcast. So if you search for her in my like archives, you'll find her, Kate with a C, Kate Stillman of Yoga Healer and Body Thrive. And she's like an Ayurvedic like master. Like I love Kate. Shout out. Yay, Kate. So she was on my show. And I'm going to tell you, like when she said yes, I didn't expect her to say yes, but was like, she was on my hairy goal list. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was so nervous when I spoke to her, because then the other part of this hairy goal, and I still, this kind of is a hairy goal, hairy, scary, barfy goal. Even now, like, because like when I interview people, I know I feel like I want to control the situation a little bit. And so one of the ways that I can control this is by doing it on Zoom or whatever, you know, Zencast or whatever kind of platform you want to use for your interviews. I would have notes and have bullet points and ready to ask questions. And I do that, you know, because I don't want to, you know, I just want to be ready. I want to feel confident about the interview. But one of the ways that I get really nervous about like interviews is like if they're live, because I can't edit. Well, I do this. in my Facebook group. Now I do it in my Facebook group. So when I have a guest on my show, it's always going to be live. And then I pull the audio so that my group, like if you're in my Facebook group, you'll know I do the live, I do my interviews as live video. And then I send it out to the audio podcast. But it still makes me nervous. I'm like, I don't know, it's live. So I did that with Kate and I was nervous. And I don't know if she could tell I was nervous or what, but so what? It's like, you know what? I put myself out there. I got out from behind the bushes and it wasn't perfect. And it doesn't destroy everything. It's not like, you know, you have, it's like a critical mistake in your business. It's a critical mistake and no one's going to listen to me ever, ever again. It's like, I'm a human and I made a mistake. Maybe I was, you know, nervous. Maybe I stumbled on my words, you know, whatever, who cares? Another person that I had, this was a year going back years ago. And I have to say, when I asked her, I was freaking nervous. But then she was so, because she's a master. When I mentioned her name, you were like, of course. She's an interviewing master herself. She knows how to carry the conversation and also make you feel really, really safe and warm. And that person is Deborah Norville. Maybe you know who she is. You know, she does Inside Edition. She was on my podcast back in the day when it was called Power Pearls Podcast, when it was a knitting podcast. That was before one of my, that was the first iteration of the podcast that you are listening to right now. So since that podcast, I'm three rebrands since Power Pearls Podcast. It was all about knitting and craft. And Deborah Norville, who is a knitter and a passionate knitter, actually, she came on to talk about her yarn collection that was with Premier. I think it's still, I'm not sure. But she was so amazing. And even during the pre-chat and the post-chat, you know, she really shared a lot of her passion and, you know, how she really wants to make her craft, her passion for knitting to be really a much more inclusive, you know, much more, you know, inclusive part of her life. And it was just really amazing to talk to her, to like, you know, we're all real people. We all have these, you know, these same dreams, right? Another thing that I've done, so inviting an influencer, I said that, right? Inviting an influencer, like this is something you can do, asking to be on a podcast, like, because you guys are life coaches listening to this podcast, at least most of you are, to be on the Life Coach School podcast. What would be the worst thing that could happen? Or on Stacey Bayman's podcast, what is the worst thing that could happen? They might say thank you, which they probably will because they're very gracious and very kind. They might come back and say, well, thank you so much for your request, but we're not accepting any applications now, but we'll keep you in mind or something like that. Like that's the worst that could happen, right? And if they say yes, it's like, what, right? You'll be like, oh my gosh, right? But like, that's like, why not? Why not ask? I did this with another hero, another, you know, influencer. I asked Pat Flynn of Smart Passive Income if I could be on his show. Actually, his show, not his podcast, Smart Passive Income, but on Ask Pat. And guess what, you guys? I was on his show twice. And he still invites me back, you know, because he does invite people that he's had on that show. He invites them back to share like their journey and how they're evolving in their business. And I still get the emails, but he fills up really fast. So if you don't jump on it really fast, like you lose your spot. So I've been on his show and I will tell you, like, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It was one of those things where I just sent it out to the universe. I kissed it and I said goodbye. And then I got an email one day out of the blue, right? Because I did. I totally forgot about it. This is the magic of doing this because you don't have any attachment because you're like, they're not going to call me back because like, yeah, sure. If pigs could fly, that's how I thought about it. Seriously. And I was okay with it because I was like, this is fun. We're just playing a game. And I truly believed that. I truly believe that. Another thing is like, you could ask to be a keynote speaker at a huge podcasting convention. I did that. I didn't get accepted. You know, I pitched once. Reminds me, I'd love to do it again. I think I will. I pitched to do a public talk at Podcast Movement. Now, I think the first one was back in 2016, and I was like at that event. I I've been to some of the first few podcast movements, and such a good experience. If you're a podcaster, to go to these events. Also, I've pitched to teach courses at trade events. This was back when I was working in the needle arts, field in the publishing world. When I was a magazine editor, I said, I love podcasting. I'm going to start teaching podcasting to yarnies, to knitters, to designers, to yarn shop owners. And they accepted me. And then I started teaching it after that at every show. And it was like a huge success. But like at the time, I was like, they're probably going to be like, what? A podcast? And they said, oh my gosh, we have nothing. Because I knew there was nothing like that being offered. And knitters and designers and yarn shops, they want it. And it's amazing to see how that has blossomed into other things. And I'm going to give you another example, because you never know where things could lead, even if they say no. But in this case, when I did, I was invited to teach, and then I taught like for years. And then clients blossomed out of that. I literally had a client who handed me a check on the spot at one of those trade event classes, like in-person events. She's like, I want you to be my coach. And I will tell you, at that time, I was only teaching. This was like 2015. Maybe 16. And I was teaching just courses on teaching people how to start a podcast. And this person who owned a yarn shop, this was the first person who ever said, like, who put that seed in my brain about coaching. It's the first time. And I remember thinking, okay, all right, I'll be a coach. I'll coach her. So that's how it started. That's how it started. It was like that little seed. And then, I started coaching mindset, business, like I was coaching yarn, designers, but I never really went all in on podcast coaching, literally until like 2021, if you can believe that. So 2021, the beginning of that year, like I can tell you it was February when I started doing it, it exploded. It's been like amazing. So, and if you guys know, like you've been following me, if you're clients, like it's been amazing. Like what a gift to be able to coach others on this thing that I am so passionate about and I know so much about, right? And I'm an expert in this area. It's amazing. So fully embracing that and taking these big, hairy, goal chances to not be complacent and to get out of my comfort zone has blossomed into these other things. So I'm telling you this because you don't know where these things will lead you, right? You don't. You just don't. One thing, one little seed can blossom into so many other things. So you put the word out there and all you do is ask. That's it. Because I have people come to me and they say, well, how do I get on an influencer's podcast? I'd love to get on that podcast. Or, and I'm like, just ask. Just send them an email. If they don't have an email, go to their website. Like you will find a way to communicate with them. And now it's super easy. Just go on Facebook and send them a messenger or send them a DM on Instagram. It's that easy. And then you kiss it goodbye, this, thing that you send out, send it. Love, send it out to the universe and let the universe do it, do the rest, and you forget about it. And all you're doing is putting your ASS in the seat. And then the universe, you're just trusting at that point. Because if you just decide to like not like get all caught up in all the tactical stuff, like I said earlier, and the hows and this, like how do you do it? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because you'll go mad sometimes trying to figure it out. And when you are trying to figure it out all on your own, you miss the important points. You miss the important teaching. You miss the wonder. You miss the mystery. And you miss the bigger picture. Okay? So here's how you set up this mindset, right? Like I said before, I'm just going to kind of reinforce it here. You already know it's a crazy goal. It's crazy. Like they're not going to reach back to me, but let's do it anyway. And you're thinking, they're never going to write back, but hey, what the hell? Let's make a game out of it so I can later say epic fail and put a little check mark next to it. Like I failed again. Woohoo. And then move on. And then here's what happens. You have no regret and then also no attachment. You're not holding on to it because you're like, well, I didn't expect to hear anyway. And you create this insurance of confidence, right? Because think about it. You put yourself out there each week, you build resilience and trust and pride in your own badassery. But get ready because you might get that email back or that DM or that PM back. And you might be asked to talk on Pat Flynn's podcast or Brooke Castillo's Life Coach School podcast or someone's stage, like it happened for me. And wow, what a thrill and a total surprise, right? Because you literally will forget about that you sent it out, right? And then when they come back, you're like, what? And it's like beautiful because you're like, I have no attachment, right? No attachment whatsoever. And when you get that response, if it does come with a yes, it's just icing. It's because you're already doing other things, right? You're already serving your people. You're doing your thing. Your business is, oh my gosh, what a joy that I get to do this. And this is just a fun exercise to work on to get you out of that comfort zone, just to remind you, that's all, to remind you to get out of the comfort zone, do something a little scary today, even if it's just like 1% scarier, that counts. That's okay, right? Start small because it just is going to help you. Oh yeah, that's right. Like I thought like by journaling all day long, that was going to help. Not that you would journal all day, but you know, you get my point. Like I'm going to journal and I'm going to just stay here and I'm going to believe and I'm going to believe and I'm going to believe, but then you're not like saying, okay, now I'm going to take inspired action. There has to come a point where you put a line in the sand and then you stop that, you know, the activity of like, you know, consuming or, you know, like putting out your intention, and then you do it. Then you do the actions with that inspired intention, that fire, right? The more you put yourself out on that ledge, you know, you go to your edge, as they say in yoga, right? The more you're going to accomplish. It's true, right? So failing to get on that show or, you know, do that thing, it doesn't matter. That's not the goal, actually. That's not the goal. The goal is to put yourself out there and show yourself that, you know, you can do bigger things, right? Yeah, and then that's it. Let's commit to this, if it's every day or once a week, and then decide to add in that effort every day. Plant the seed, water it, see what sprouts, and I promise you, you're going to be amazed. If you do it this way, I'm seriously, you're going to be amazed by the gifts. You're going to be amazed by what blossoms from this, okay? Now, get out from behind the bushes. You got some work to do, Mama Bird. All right, I'll see you next time. Okay, wait a minute. Don't go. Hang on. I just wanted to let you know about one more thing. So if you are, you know, super excited, you're like ready to take your podcast to that next level, let's do this thing. Okay, let's do it. Let's make it happen, right? So I would love for you to check out like what it looks like if we were to work together. You can go to my website. I have this beautiful page, lays it all out. You get to see like, is this right for me? Or if this isn't right for me, like I am laying it all out. So you can be like, yep, that's me. And then you can go to caragotwarner.com/start to see what that looks like. And yeah, let's just blow this podcasting thing up together. All right. So that's all I got for you today. All right, Mama Bird, get out there, make some magic, make some alchemy, and I'll see you next time.